I just want to make a little clarification on what we spoke about last week. I'm trying to get a hold of these, what's it called, this makeup stuff. So, one place I phoned up, actually, where they sell it, well, they used to sell it, they said they stopped selling, there was so much opposition to it. This power, we spoke about last, let's clarify what we were speaking about. Last week we were speaking about this makeup, kosher makeup for Shabbos, if you can guess the thing as kosher makeup for Shabbos. So it's Zichar Klal that Rav Moshe did have such a heter. I looked at the children from Rav Moshe. I'm not 100% clear what the Metzias is, so I don't know how to clarify this properly. It looked like Rav Moshe was talking about a powder which a person puts on his face, and I can't understand the Metzias, but it looks like it comes off very, very easily. Right. So that's posher. That means if someone takes a piece of blue paper, for example, and he wraps his face in blue paper, he's not done surveyor. It's not penetrated into the skin. It's posher, that's not surveyor. It looks like the heter of Moshe was saying is that if the powder is on the skin, but it's so loose, that means as soon as you touch it, it more or less fall off, then it's not called surveyor. But the thing is, I can't stand the mitzvahs of this thing, because which woman's going to walk around with a powder like this? It's a bit risky. I mean, you go near the food and all of a sudden you give it a little cough, all the powder falls out. I'm not sure of the Metzias. So I tried to get a hold of, there's a supply which does it, which apparently is somewhere in America. I did get through to them and they told me they're going to email me the details of what is allowed to be done. I'm still waiting, so I haven't heard anything. I've got a letter. Please don't ask me to show you this letter. But there is a letter from somewhere which I've heard that this was very questionable. That a person apparently who gave the Hesher over here actually said he never gave it. But the Hetzer that I've got in front of me says that the Rav, who was Machsher, it says that there are two opinions with when it comes to this makeup. Rav Moshe had one said it was allowed, many other people disagreed. He said, about many women are using makeup on Shabbos, it's far better to use the one that Rav Moshe at least gave, which we can think could be included in this Hetzer, than using just Stamazoy makeup. So he's saying, Avadi's not matir makeup, it's glut. But at least if you're using it, use this one, which he's endorsing over here. I have heard since then that he's retracted, but he didn't say that. I don't know. I'm still waiting for details to come through. I haven't got any more details than that. If anyone can help me, I'm happy to hear more. But Davila, I'm very much in the dark. So over here, so I'm not really sure 100% what's happening. But Lechayit, Zichar, a safer thing to do is Zichar safer to put it on before Shabbos. Definitely, no question about it. If one wants to, woman wants to wear wake, Zichar better to put it on before Shabbos. If that can't be done, then one has to come on a team. I'm saying, if one's looking at a team, let's say one has to know this heter properly, what exactly this heter is. Okay, that was a question of the makeup. We did want to say one thing which I think is important to, again, clarify, and that is a woman never has got, let's say, a blemish on her skin. So normally what she does is, she's got some powder that she conceals it with, some powder which she puts on, and that conceals the mark. Now, if that comes off on Shabbos, it's very embarrassing. It's highly embarrassing. So we mentioned last week, one has to ask a Rav of this Shaila, but it's possible there that one can ask a non-Jew to do this for oneself, because the whole Issur Tzvia on the person is an Issur Drabon. And it's Mokum Kovod Abrius, it's like Shvus to Shvus, Mokum Kovod Abrius, Mokum Tzur Shabbos. So main one's allowed to ask a non-Jew to do that. If you can find one, they'll do it. That Lechore would be a bit of an answer. But generally speaking, it looks like many of the Poskim hold one should refrain from generally using this makeup on Shabbos. Okay, the next topic which we're going to speak about tonight is actually very interesting. I didn't realize what a big parsha is. And that is, I speak to a doctor on Friday, so he said to me, some people, for example, who, whatever reason it is, they can't feed normally, by normal food going into their kishkas. So what they do is they get fed sometimes by a tube. So what happens is this tube, I'm not going to demonstrate this over here, someone's telling me how you do it, but it goes through your nose and it goes down into the stomach. Now the thing is, when this pipe goes into the stomach, you have to know that this pipe is in the stomach. That's wrong, it goes into the lung, you've got the wrong place. So how do you check whether it's gone to the stomach? So this is the tube over here. Oops. So this tube goes in someone's nose, and this bit sticks out. And you're hopeful that you've got it into the stomach. Now, First of all, there's a few things that can happen. A person, a healthy Baal Shem, but a person can have a problem with his stomach. I don't know what can be. He's got certain things that have to be done. A person can have a reflux, for example. It's some sort of thing where he needs to have food put in through his pipe. So what they do is to check it's gone into the stomach. It's very interesting. They put this through the hole, through your nose, down into the stomach. Then to check it's gone into your stomach, you take a syringe, I'm going to do it now, and you extract something, some liquid, through here into the syringe. This syringe now will have some liquid inside, okay? Now, you want to know, has it hit the stomach? Now, as the doctor explained to me, in the stomach, mostly how it works, the stomach is very acidy, because to break down the food, it needs to be acidic. So what you do is, you take this out, this syringe, and the whole sheft here, but it's very interesting, there's something called litmus paper. I'm going to show you an experiment soon with this, hopefully. This litmus paper has got different colours on it. So you take out with a syringe, it's fresh from the vessel, this hasn't been opened. You put your syringe in here, it's like, you suck up some of the juices, inside here comes part of the liquid. Now I've got some samples over here. For example, this is very strong, this is acetic acid. Put it in here. Whoa. Now let's just try this a minute. I have to clear this all the half of it. Look, let's say this is the acetic acid over here, right? Let's pour this into you. You see, this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like first. This is the litmus paper, what it looks like before this happened. If you pour... Right, you can see it really well. Looks quick. Take another one out. Oh, well, I'm not a doctor, don't worry. You see the difference when it looks like you're going to get. One has gone completely blue. Can you see? The one with the acids has gone completely blue. Mm-hmm. It's red, it's changed to blue. Mm-hmm. Now, people who need to do this, obviously, the reason they want to do this is to check that it's gone into the stomach. I think this is one of the tests they do, yeah? So they'll check if it's blue, I'm just giving an example, I don't know if his mom is right, but if it's blue, it means it's hit the right place. Because the acid is in there, you've hit the stomach, so you've done this. So the question we're going to discuss tonight, hopefully, which should have never been a gay at, is can you do this on Shabbos?
So, 1 minute.
So that is also to make this clear. We'll hope to be allowed in tomorrow. We'll make a mess. Oh. Right. The first question is that's posher. If it's pikuach nefesh, if the shiloh over here is pikuach nefesh, there's no shiloh whatsoever. Pikuach nefesh, everything is nidcha from Shabbos. I've said this to you many times, Rabbi Yisai. I can't remember the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, but one of the geases in the Shulchan Aruch is if someone comes to ask a shiloh about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, it's ki'idu the person who's asked a shiloh from is on a big aveira. And the poskim say that the reason why is because it's wrong for a person to have a shiloh on Shabbos. If there's any sofit pikuach nefesh, one does what whatever has to do. So that's posh. If there's a shiloh pikuach nefesh, then one has to do whatever has to do. One does it as quickly as possible. You shouldn't delay, do it as quickly as possible. We're talking about, obviously, here, let's take this case over here, you want to find out whether the food's gone into the stomach. So it doesn't make much of a chilek. As long as it's gone in, you're all right. So it doesn't make
it. It's not like glasses, is it? It's in early, just changed. It's in the.
No, this is mummy, because see, look, mummy. Mummy's unbelievable. Look, you can see all of them have changed colours. The top one is red, was red, this is blue. The other one was green, it's become yellow. And the bottom one was a light orangey thing, it's become quite dark. It's mummy's changed all colours. I don't know what I've done here with this. I said, I've hit the right one, obviously. I've done 3 times today on this here.
It's a shame if the food goes into the air pipe, it's a school of Godola.
Oh, so let's say, yeah, that, if that's true, but let's say it's in the stomach. Let's say you've got it in the stomach. You're not sure whether it's mummy's properly down into the stomach, further down. You're right. If it's gone to the lungs. It's mummy's circumferences. Yeah, but let's say I think you would feel it. Probably you'd probably feel it. I saw someone would feel it. Probably if it went into the wrong place. I think so. What? So, in the story it's talking about the mice, it's just finding out whether it's mummy's in the right place or not. It's not mummy's sakonos afoshos. So now the question is, what can do is, is that called surveyor or not? So can anyone say, why might it not be called surveyor? Maybe the colour's there. It's also interesting. I mean, I'm not beautiful. What? Oh, That's an interesting point. See, that's the thing. I don't want to beautify this piece of paper over here. Normally, a person wants to surveyor is he wants to enhance the thing you're colouring. The most, he's got a wall which is black. He doesn't like black. His wife doesn't like black. He wants to change to white. So he paints the wall white, makes it white. That's it. So it's gone into the wall. It's absorbed into the wall. It's white. But you want the appearance. You want the thing over here. Here, you could tie over here. Possibly, a person could tie over here. But he's not really interested in the colour over here. He doesn't want the appearance of the litmus paper to look nice. That's not his come on over here. His come on is not to make the litmus paper look nice at all. That's what he's trying to do. Sorry?
Basically, it's just to verify.
It's just to verify what it is. So Rosh Hashanah has to sub like this, but Rosh Hashanah is not happy. Rosh Hashanah is like you're saying. The Maisi, you want the colour. At the end of the day, you want the colour. What?
2 minutes, 8 minutes.
Yeah, but first of all, so then you have to know, is that called Ein Shul Kayoma? But even if it is, first of all, even if you're going to bin it 2 minutes later, the colour's going to last on there. If someone paints a... But I don't know, if someone decides to paint, to dye a beggar, he knows after it's dyed, he's going to throw it in a dustbin. He's not interested in wearing it, he just wants to have the colour, he just wants to see whether it's a good colour or not. He wants to see. Is that Hesser? I don't think so. The fact you're throwing it away in a dustbin is still Shal Kayoma. You've decided you're not going to keep it, but the mice is still Shal Kayoma. So I don't know if it's going to help you. So over here, and even if it is Ein Shal Kayoma, it's still Osmin Rabbonon. So all in all, the mice of Poskim do seem to take on over here that this is called surveyor. And therefore, lechat chile, or obviously, one should try to avoid doing this. The Shmini Shabbos says this over here. Let's see if we can find the Shmini Shabbos. You could do it through a goy. The thing is, I must tell you the truth. It's a good point. We're saying a goy would certainly be an advantage. But I remember someone telling me he had to do this. He had to do it to a child. But it's in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. You have to do when you feed. So before you feed the baby, you have to make sure that the pipe is in the right place. So you get a goy at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not going to be so easy. He won't be very happy with you, I don't think. You call him at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now that it's useless anyway, the item is useless. It's been used. You can't reuse it.
What do you mean?
The actual...
Paper, litmus paper. Yeah, but you've done a tzeiras on that paper. Yeah. You colored it for a tzeirach. Lemaisa, when you colored it, there was a big tzeirach in that tzeveya. You gained out that tzeveya. It's true, now you're going to throw away, but for that few moments that you mamish want it, it's mamish done his fault, his job.
I think it's better to do it on a channel, because you don't know where it is. If it's on your own self, you can see it, where it is a child.
What are you talking about, a pipe?
You need to do it. And you need to do the survey and see where the man is running for the child. You'll be on the
same. The adult doesn't know who says it's going to the right place for his child. Adult himself knows it's
going
to the right place.
Himself,
you know. I don't even know. I don't even know if it's mummy's in. I don't know. These are even for adults do this test as well.
Same. You said before, you tell yourself.
No, it's in the lungs, but can you tell it's hit the right place in the stomach? How far down it's gone?
I don't know.
Actually, you can actually do a test. So Shlomo Zalman is not so happy with this. He finds that Kumish Rebbe. Someone's reading Shemir Shabbos, right? So he says, Peret Lama Gimel Sif Chaf. He's time is Lemaise, he's not happy there. He times passes the problem of Tzavea. He said, what the best thing to do is, so Shlomo Zalman says, the best thing to do in such a case is like this.
I don't like to show this to you here, let's see if we try, okay? Let's say you put the. I'll tell you what he said you should do, and then we'll see if we can do it. I've lost all my papers. All my litmus papers have gone. Here they are. What you should do is a grom, he says. If you can do it at a day, grom is much better. That means, let's see, put a litmus paper down over here, on this paper here, and then you pour the vinegar, wherever it is, down onto the paper. And it runs down by itself. That's a grom. That's indirect. That's much better. So that way, you're doing it in a kalacha yadik way, in such a case, Rosh Hashanah says one could do that. Yeah? I'll just show you something else. I've got salt water over here. Let's try with a bit of salt water. Salt water makes it messy. So let's say what I could do is, normally the best thing to do is get a board or something, pour some water down here. It's running down. Wow, it's changing already. I'll just show you what the difference in colour is. This is salt water. I made this before I came here. It also changes.
Why should salt water change the colour?
It's also different because it's
colour is—it's—I don't know what it's working for. It's working for all different sorts of tests. But you can see this is what's happened with salt water. So the red has become much, much darker. You see the red, and let's see the next one. Light green has become much darker, and the yellow also. The bottom one's also become much darker. So you have to match it up onto the actual bottle itself and see what it does. It tells you all what's going on. But all this is the surveyor, you're bringing out a colour, you're making a colour over here which is darker than it was before as you're doing surveyor. But it's for a purpose, and that purpose is an element of surveyor which you want. And therefore it's hard to justify that one's allowed to do it in a normal way. So Shlomo's answer, well again, pikuach nefesh is no shaila. Yeah? Pikuach nefesh is no shaila at all. If it's not pikuach nefesh, Shlomo's answer says the best way to do it is a legromi. You do it indirect. So you put the paper down on somewhere and you let the liquid run down onto that side. Shlomo's answer, spoke to a doctor as well, he told me also it can be for Meira Glime as well. A person might have to check himself for Meira Glime. It's not common for a person to do it himself, but it can be. I mean, the first test people do themselves. That first one with going in a tube inside of oneself. Meira Glime is not very common. It could be, it's possible, but it's not very common. And I spoke to an optician actually, I was just speaking to him on Friday, I met him on Friday, and he said to me, I asked him, does it ever happen that you have to do a test like this with a colouring? So he said it can be. I forgot exactly what the condition is called, but he told me if someone comes to him with a certain condition in his eye, what they do is they will put a certain colouring into his eye, and if that condition's there, the colouring changes. But that's only done by a professional. We wouldn't do that. A normal layman like us wouldn't be doing that. But Lamashtik, someone comes to him on Shabbos, he's had it before on Shabbos, we come to him, so I asked him what he does. He said to me, normally Baruch Hashem, he himself can tell straight away what it is. But it can be sometimes that the optician might need to know. So if it's a konos tafosh, the chashash konos tafosh, very often it might be, there's no shayla, why do you have to do it? But if it's not a konos tafosh, then the chur, you've got this eight, so you have to do it in a way of a groma. The best way to do it is indirect, to make it like this. The only other thing I was thinking about is Lamashal, what's it called, for diabetes, but even that nowadays is not so common. Now, what used to be, I think, was you used to take out a bit of blood from the person, dip it into one of these things, test it, and that way you could tell whether the sugar level, what the sugar level was like. Nowadays, the doctor told me, the mice, they don't really use the system anymore. What they do now is you give a prick to the person, and it goes to an electronic machine. That's a whole different story. So that's completely a different shayla. Don't do it severe. Nothing gets coloured at all. That's a different shayla completely. It's a shayla by electrical current. It's a completely different shayla. We're talking about over here only where a person needs to colour something. It's a chiddush. This colouring is not for the benefit of the item. It's just for you. I saw Rav Falk brings an interesting raya. I don't know where it comes from, this raya, but it's interesting. He talks about, you know, by Meister Behema, when a person had to have every 10th animal, they put a red mark on. Apparently it's posher. That's called severe on Shabbos. Someone to do that on Shabbos. You're not putrefying the animal at all there. The terrace is, it's this bar over here, that you're doing it for a tzorach. You're putting the colour on, it's for your need. You need that colour to be on there to highlight that animal, which one you want. That makes it the melach of tzorach. You want that colour on that animal. Since you want that colour on that animal, even though it's not benefiting the animal doesn't come much nicer. It doesn't look nicer, the animal. In fact, if I cared, it might even look worse. It looks odd, yeah? It's got this brown, it's got a red mark on it. But if you're doing it for tzorach, that is your tzorach, you're lighting it, you're putting a colour on it to make it show you something, that is called surveyor, and that is a problem. And therefore, who are doing these litmus papers, even though you're doing it not to enhance the paper, but you're doing it for tzorach to be able to show you something, that lechora is the problem of surveyor. The only thing you might find, which someone says before, it could be, maybe should have saying that, I'm not sure, that about you're going to throw it away, could you say that's Eishal Kayoma? I mean, that's just down to a drop on. Doesn't help you much, I don't think. All right, sir, I don't think
it's going to help. This is the choice described from Surveyor, and it's also Eishal Kayoma.
Why is it Eishal Kayoma?
It's supposed to be that years that you should blood on the animal when you sell it, but the sheet's fresh.
Yeah, right before. I mean, you're going to eat it.
You're not hurting the meat by having blood on it. And it's not going to say the person that's going to buy it is going to wash it off. It's showing you that it's fresh, showing people that it's fresh. And it's not
kosher kayoma.
It's
not kosher kayoma. Yeah, it's not kosher kayoma. It's the rice. Even that is already kosher kayoma. Yeah, but 1 minute, first of all, kosher kayoma might be 24 hours already, yeah? Maybe the meat's going to be
still. It's going to be refrigerated.
All right. All right, but so the best way to do it is that they grow. That's the best way to do it. That's why we don't need these things. Thanks, so that's the best way.